This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name is Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hey, hello, what about you? Welcome to part three of our deep dive into the world of stress. So in the previous two episodes, we talked about what stress is, why it's so prevalent, and the fact that it's something that we all experience every single day. And so this is why it's essential that we all do something about it every day too. I just saw some new research this week about stress that kind of relates to all of this we've been talking about. According to this study, which was done just in February of this year by the University of Bath, they found that for people who perceive stressful situations as a threat, those people are more likely to experience health and well-being problems as a result. So these scientists found a really clear link between how we all regard stress and how our bodies and our minds respond to that. So if you see it as a threat, something very negative, there's more likely to be then negative consequences for your health. Whereas if you see it as a challenge, or as I'm encouraging you to do, is just see it as part of life, then your health is less likely to suffer. It's interesting, isn't it? Another way to put it is this: if you believe you can cope with it, then you're probably right. But if you believe you can't cope with it, then you're probably right about that as well. Coping better with stress is more than anything about a shift in attitude, a shift in what you believe about yourself. So as I mentioned last time, I'm going to talk to you today about something that you probably already do when you feel stressed, because it is very simply movement, physical movement. On a very basic biological level, this is what's happening. Movement increases your levels of endorphins, also known as the happy hormones. I'm sure you've heard of them. They're dopamine, serotonin, stuff like that. So your happy hormones are more switched on. Their levels are going up. And at the same time, when you're moving, your stress hormones, the things like cortisol and adrenaline, they're going down. So this is why if you're feeling stressed, you might actually start to feel a wee bit twitchy, like you have to get up and move about. This is your body trying to shift those stress hormones and get the happy hormones kicked in instead. And, you know, this is why it feels nice to move, to dance, to go for a walk. Just move in any way. And I'm deliberately not saying the word exercise, because I know that's a bit of a turnoff for some people. Truth is that any type of movement will help when you feel stressed, in a way that hiding in your bed or sitting on your sofa scrolling through your phone simply will not do. So if you decide that you're going to use movement as an antidote when you feel stressed, it will help. But as was said from the start, stress is already here in your life every single day. And so the antidote to stress needs to be here every day too. So just think about where and when could you maybe move a wee bit more. You could do a lap of your house right now, do a lap of your street, stick a tune on that you like in the mornings and just have a wee dance, make a playlist, make it fun. Anything that includes movement will help you to feel happier and deal with the stress in your life better. It's as simple as that. Join me next time. We will continue this conversation. I've got some really fun ways to deal with stress I want to talk to you about next time. And these will be particularly good if you're experiencing chronic stress, that ongoing long-term stress. Or maybe there's somebody in your life who's particularly stressed. Maybe you could share an episode with them. All your shares are most gratefully received. Love it if you could leave a rating or a review if you haven't done so yet. I love reading your reviews. They're so nice. They're the best. You can also buy me a coffee on Ko-fi, and I'll link to how to do that in the show notes. I'll talk to you really soon. Thank you so much for listening today.